Black First Lady, Conversations Through the Years by Benjamin Bailey. Narrated by Liz Lovegood.
First Black Lady.
Introduction. Michelle Obama needs no introduction around the world. Her exemplary persona have made the better by introducing them to a new form of kindness and respect. Her new book, Becoming, talks fully of her life in the White House. And now, however, First Black Lady introduces the world to more in-depth information of feelings that are not in the book. See, one can write a book and express themselves in ways that are too personal. However, an interview is more detailed in sharing, and believe this personal side is what you and I enjoy most. You cannot edit conversations once it enters the world or audience, and that is why this book will blow you away and also appreciate the White House Queen, Michelle Obama. Full transcript. Michelle Obama speaks to NPR. NPR's Michelle Martin spoke with First Lady Michelle. Mrs. Obama, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
I thought we'd start by asking you, well, we're guessing that a lot of people will have heard you talk about the work that you've done with the Let's Move campaign, and you've talked about your own experience with this and with your own family. But I'm not sure that everybody's heard about how you got interested in the whole issue of military families. I think your father served in the military before you were born.
Right.
So could you just remind us of how you got interested in this whole issue?
I think I'm probably more typical of the average American who doesn't have a connection to a military community. You know, because truly 1% of this country serves and protects the freedoms of the other 99% of us. So many of us don't have that connection. Fortunately, Jill Biden does. She's a Blue Star mom. Their son was in the National Guard or is a reservist. So when we came together, we kind of connected around this issue. But for me, I was exposed over the course of the campaign. When I was out there meeting with a lot of working moms, and whenever I would gather a group of women, there was always a voice that was unfamiliar to me. And it was the voice of a military spouse, oftentimes a woman, oftentimes working, many times in a position where they've had to move every 2 or 3 years, where their kids have had to change school multiple times, families dealing with multiple deployments, dealing with the stresses of reconnection. In addition, and I thought, you know, if I get this position to be First Lady, I want to be that voice, because more of us need to know these stories. And we as a country, we need to be stepping up to make sure that these families feel the pride and the gratitude that all of us naturally feel. But most Americans don't know how to help. As we are speaking to you now, it's about a year since you and Dr. Jill Biden, the wife of the vice president, launched this initiative, which you call Joining Forces. Looking back over the year, where do you think you've made the most progress as, and is there anything that you're disappointed with, that you'd hope that you two would have made more progress in? No. In fact, we knew that we'd get a good response because, as I said, you know there is no American that isn't grateful for what these men and women do, and their families. But we've just been overwhelmed by the response. Employment has really been a source of excitement because we've called upon the private sector to step up and find ways to hire veterans and military spouses, and they have just gone above and beyond. The president asked for a commitment of, I think, 100,000 jobs for veterans and military spouses over the next couple of years, and we announced during the tour last week that we have gotten more than 60,000 jobs, and we're well on our way to just crashing that goal out of the water. Because what businesses are understanding is that these men and women are some of the most highly trained resources that we have in this country. And it's not just about doing what's right, but it's doing what makes good business sense for them. So we're starting to see as the economy improves that the unemployment rate among veterans.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?